אנחנו לומדים מספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
We are studying from Kabbalah for the Student, page 150, subtitle To Harms from Revealing Israel's Wisdom to the Nations of the World. You can ask questions on Kab TV, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson. So, Kabbalah for the Student, page 150, subtitle To Harms from Revealing Israel's Wisdom to the Nations of the World.
As if we discussed earlier that the wisdom of Kabbalah has to be revealed before everyone, that the people of Israel exist only in order to disclose it to everyone, that the end goal of all the created beings is to reach adhesion with the Creator. And here we have in the middle, seemingly along the way, additional great problems in the disclosure of the wisdom of Kabbalah to the nations of the world. How come we have to take all of humanity, extract it out of this pit they're in? We also read everywhere that the disclosure of the wisdom brings the forming light, abundance to everyone, how can it be that there would be any bad byproducts from the dissemination of the wisdom?
Two harms from revealing Israel's wisdom to the nations of the world. They have done two wrongs. One, besides clothing in our robe, saying that all of that wisdom is from the attainment of their own Holy Spirit, these mimics gained their reputation at our expense. Thus, they strengthen their false teachings and obtain the strength to deny the Holy Torah. Two, but an even greater harm came upon us. One who observes their theology discovers in it concepts and wisdom concerning the work of God that seem truer and more genuine than our wisdom. This is so for two reasons. The first is that they are many, and among them are great proficient philologists who know their work to make matters acceptable and undenounced to uneducated people. Philology comes from external teachings, and certainly a society of 8 billion can produce many more and much greater philologists than our society of 15 million can. Hence, one who observes their books falls into doubting that they might be right, or even worse, of course. The second and the most important reason is that the sages of Israel conceal the wisdom of the religion from the masses behind closed doors, and in every way, the sages of each generation offer simple explanations to the masses and reject them with all kinds of trickery from the desire to even approach and touch the wisdom of the hidden.
We see it that throughout the generations, Kabbalists would conceal the wisdom of Kabbalah because the generations were unworthy, and they've went to great lengths to conceal it. They would only take in those who are very much approved, needful, who discovers, who shows all the parameters necessary to be a Kabbalist, and the rest they rejected. Whereas all the other external ideologies pulled everyone. Whoever came, they accepted them, and they grew stronger by that. And there's another great gap between Kabbalists and all the rest, because Kabbalists would not disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah, and all the others would disseminate constantly. And only in our times, the wisdom of Kabbalah is gradually beginning to be revealed, because there's no choice. Life obligates us. So for the time being, there is a great difference between the dissemination of all external ideologies and the ideology of correction, the wisdom of Kabbalah. Questions?
What I understood is that he says that one of the problems was that they took our concepts and used them differently. Why do we say that they could take a concept today and it will be okay? Let's say connection without Kabbalah. They can take the principle of Kabbalah and it's enough for them. And he writes that if you take a principle, it could ruin it completely.
It's like Russians. He writes about it in the writings of the last generation. They took the principle of connection but left everything else, not according to the method of Kabbalah, and also not according to the goal of reaching the end of correction, the upper force, not through the reforming light. And then what were they left with? To this day, look, they keep coming back to it. Baal Sulam wrote 100 years ago that it's a curse for generations. They won't be able to come out of this Marxist revolution. They keep coming back to it. And you see it to this day. Look what's happening there. And there's nothing to do. That's how it will remain. That's how it will remain. They won't be able to come out of this quagmire that they got into by trying to build socialism, because they wanted to build it on suppression only, oppression. And that's the difference. You take from our Torah something external, let's connect together. But by which force are you connecting? Into what shape, what form? No, it doesn't matter. We do it however we feel like it, however we understand. Okay. The way you understand, that's how it comes out. Because you don't take into consideration the laws of nature. Well, there is nature above us, and there are laws in nature, and you cannot escape them. You can only check how much you fit them.
What is the whole package you should use? What are the essential things we should take?
There are two things we need to take. One, that we come to the complete connection, number one. Two, we come to it by the reforming light. That's it. If I have these two rules of connection, 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 from the littlest to the greatest, meaning from the smallest ten to the whole world is a ten, that's on the one hand, and all these other actions take place by the reforming light, then I don't need anything more than that. Two principles. What should be in the created being, and how should the created being attain it? Because it comes from two forces in creation, the desire to receive and the desire to bestow. What?
The example you gave about Russia, from the peace article, Baal HaSulam writes, there was one sin this nation has performed, the Russian, and the Creator will never forgive them. That their whole, the precious work of bestowing to the other that they started working in should be for the sake of the Creator and not for the sake of humanity. and because they were performing the work not for his sake, they have no right to exist on behalf of nature.
And we see it. We can see that even though they want to do various things, carry different actions, they went through a very rough war, they want to establish communism in 20 years, then again they crashed again, and then they started to recuperate in the 90s and build something new, and once again they're falling. There's nothing to do. We can see it today that again and again it will reveal itself. And that's how it will continue, a little bit up, a little bit down, a little bit up, a little bit down, but they can't come out of it. They really place themselves in a trap. How do you call this? Labyrinth? It's a labyrinth. That's it. You can, by an external force, if they would ask what to do, and above their reason, accept it. This, then it's possible. But it's only by the wisdom of Kabbalah. Then it's possible. Seemingly very close to it, but it's not going to work out. Next.
Subtitle, Woe If I Tell. They do this for fear that the matters will fall into the hands of idol worshippers, as Rashbi wrote, if I tell, the sinners will know how to serve their idols. After all, we suffer plenty, even for the petite things that they have stolen from our vessels, which have speeded to them in the past virtual guarding.
Well, that was in previous generations. You can there's no fear. You can disclose what you want. Nobody wants to use it. Nobody wants to hear it. It's not a kind of wisdom that anyone is interested in, and that's why you can disclose it. All the corruptions that could happen by that already took place.
The reason for the concealment of the Kabbalah. This clarifies what would unfold if our sages revealed the wisdom of the hidden to all. And since we conceal, as long as our commoner is unfit to be given the secrets of the Torah, he has no knowledge at all in the wisdom of religion. Hence, such a person is obviously inspired and elated when he finds the trifling wisdom and explanations in their theology, whose essence is but an assortment of stolen concepts from our hidden, with added literary dainties. Once one sees that, he says and denies our practical law and ends in complete heresy.
Okay, it's also clear that anything that exists in all the religions, all the wisdoms, except for the wisdom of nature, everything was ultimately lifted from the wisdom of Kabbalah, and not more than that. And on top of that, they clothed it with more and more human, man-made inventions, and we see how every method and every religion has just reached a dead end. Next.
A handmaid that is heir to her mistress. This is called a handmaid that is heir to her mistress, since the very power of the mistress, the domination of internality, is by the force of our wisdom and knowledge, as it is written, we are distinguished, and I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And now the handmaid has stepped forth and prides herself in public that she is the heir of the wisdom, of this wisdom. And you should know that this is the power of their shackle by which the legs of the children of Israel chained in the exile under their dominion.
These things have already happened. The fact that the handmaid will be heir to her mistress, it's true, but We have no respect neither to the handmaid or the mistress. Humanity is in such a state of beastliness that it's impressed by very little.
Shackles of exile. Thus the essence of the shackles of exile and its power is from the wisdom of the Torah and its secrets, which they have managed to steal and place in their vessels. Past all the watchful guardings we have put up with it, they misled the masses, saying they have inherited God's work, and cast doubt and heresy too on the souls of Israel.
Yeah, but this confusion that we have with all the methods, belief systems, religions will be revealed even more and will grow even more, because the more despaired humanity is, it will try to grasp something, and by some religion or some method will try to justify itself and hold on to something. So, for the time being, the handmaid is indeed heir to her mistress. But out of that, as we know, as we study, we have the revelation of truth, because it cannot happen except through the advantage of light out of darkness. We simply have to help the darkness pass quickly.
This whole shattering started in the days of the Second Temple, as he writes, between the students.
Of course.
So how can we conceal anything from that place where everybody was engaging in Kabbalah, just part took it to lo lishma and part did take it to lishma? What is there to conceal? They themselves were engaging in Kabbalah. How can you conceal?
But once you leave the wisdom of Kabbalah, you fall into concealment. You think that you know then what you thought about yesterday, what you attained the day before. You think it remains? How could it be if the light is not working? It's like a magnet. If it's holding you, great. If not, tick, you fall. Fall meaning you have a new mind, a new heart, everything is new, corporeal. And you begin, and you continue to live like Shimon from the market.
So still, what is there to conceal here? The concealment is there from the fall.
This is concealment from above. But you can't come to this person and teach him something that doesn't belong to his degree. We're not talking about those who were in the upper degrees. It's talking about a person whereby don't place an obstacle before a blind person. When you come to a simple person and you open up the wisdom of Kabbalah before him at a time when he's still not ready for it. It's not ready, not internally, and not according to the preparation from the outside, meaning surrounding light, society, and so on and so forth. So we're not allowed to publicize the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's not time for the souls to correct themselves. Therefore, until the time of the Ari, there was complete prohibition to publicize the wisdom. And only from the days of the Ari, you have permission to do it.
What does it mean that I'm concealing, that the Kabbalah is concealed?
There were no books, there was nothing. They would not teach people. You might only see a certain man who's kind of unique, special, come to study. Maybe a few dozens in the generation, in every generation. Here, a Kabbalist would study quietly with someone. There, a Kabbalist would study with someone quietly. If people even knew he was a Kabbalist, they would conceal themselves to such an extent that the others would not know.
Is there a difference between concealing by not teaching to concealing the books themselves? Why do you have to conceal the books? There you can't understand anything about it?
No, there's no commandment to confuse people. They need to know only their regular beastly life. We shouldn't open it up to them more than that. Don't place an obstacle before a blind person.
Okay, this is because of the study. I understand we're teaching the internality of things, and people can take it to corporeality. But the book itself, why do I have to hide a book? Anyway, you can't understand it.
There's a book that's concealed, and there's something that's concealed from a person. That a Neve who doesn't know anything would open a book and could get confused for life.
What will happen to him? And what will he be confused?
I have nothing to say to you. That's it. You lack some intelligence, I guess.
So based upon this, how could we teach people about connection if we don't teach them about the reforming light at the same time?
If people can work with the reforming light, they belong to Yeshakel, Israel. They use the reforming light from the end of correction of creation. But if people can't use that, they don't have a tendency for that, an inclination, but they only suffer. They merely suffer from corporeal torments. They have no association, no affiliation with spirituality. It's not pulling them forward, the purpose of creation. So you're giving them a different Torah, a different ideology. How to connect? Where will they receive the power from? From people who do draw the reforming light. From us. From us. They will be connected with us. We will be as Golgat HaVenayim, and they will be as the Achab. We will be the head, Rosh, Li Rosh, my head, and they will be the goof, the body.
I've heard this many times. I still don't understand how what separates us from world reformers if we just are talking about connection and it's coming from us versus coming from some do-gooder organization on the street.
Externally, nothing separates us. We speak of connection and they speak of connection. A third person listening in would not know with whom lies justice, who is on the right. Only when these organizations would collapse, they will reveal their nothingness, then we will remain.
Are there any differentiating factors that we could be promoting to separate us from them?
No. It's possible that because they hear that we engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah and it's concealed and something special, maybe because we explain to them, we don't hide anything that we study, it's all available to everyone, they can see what is this wisdom and so on. But ultimately, it will be only from the fact that we would pull them in logically through our explanations that are not built on some confusion, some folly, that's what we do and that's it, but accompanied by a logical, rational explanation. I do it mainly in my conversations with Oren. How do you call it? New life.
Maybe that's the answer. Maybe
that's it.
You have to give them a logical explanation up front to separate us from the others.
כן, לכן אני אומר שצריכים לכתוב כמה שיותר.
That's what I'm saying. We need to write as much as possible, and would recommend everyone to go to those to that series of New Life and write articles from there, short, long, no matter how, each one according to his own style, and just disseminate it all over the internet. Yes, just short.
A congreso. No. Okay.
about the Congress.
Направьте, пожалуйста, нас на вот обсуждение Конгресса предстоящего, подготовки к нему. И как бы, вот как вы видите, кто все-таки ответственен за Конгресс? Это группа из Москвы, группа из Израиля или вот все мы здесь присутствующие?
Also, because of the fact that everybody from the World Kli is here, if you could aim us towards the Congress, what should we do about it? Who's in charge of it? Moscow, Israel, the whole World Kli that came here?
Today it's Sunday. Yeah? We have a lesson from 1, 2, 3, 1:30 to 3. Yeah? Here. In this place. So we gather here at 1:30. Gather all the questions about the Congress from the entire World Kli, and we will answer all of them. That's it. I'm ready.
So we have a few changes in our schedule because of Sukkot. We have a special week with a lot of activities. So let's start by saying that all details, we hung them up all over the building and sent them in mail, WhatsApp, Sviva Tova. We're going to go on the next day briefly. So today, 1:30, we have a lesson here. At 3, we have a meal downstairs. And also we'll have a tish here because we can't enter the sukkah until Sukkot. Tomorrow morning also, we will meet for a lesson at 3:45 in the sukkah, but it will be until 7, not until 8. At 8:15, we will eat in the sukkah. Because of the heat, we made it an hour earlier. So again, tomorrow from 3:45, we're studying in the sukkah, and at 8:15, we're going to eat there. From tomorrow, all morning lessons will be in the sukkah, and the evening lessons will be here because of the heat, and we have to prepare the meals and everything. Also, all the meals will be in the sukkah. We're also reminding all the friends to make sure they are signed in to the meals that they are planning to come to. A few more details. Tuesday, our friends from the Points of the Heart groups all over the Israel are going to come here to Petah Tikva. On Thursday, the whole Israeli Kli is going to come here. All the groups of Israel are coming here to Petah Tikva. So we're reminding especially the friends to sign up for Thursday again so it won't take forever to come in. So we're going to send everything and update, but this is a general going over Sukkot. Happy holiday and the daily task. We are scrutinizing in the 10 what is the waste and how we can gather it together. And now it helps us to keep the mitzvah of Sukkah. Again, our daily task is we're scrutinizing in the 10 what the waste is, how to gather it together, and how it helps us perform the mitzvah of Sukkah. Announcements. Zohar lesson. You are welcome to come and watch the Zohar lesson at 1:30 p.m. with Rav Leitman. Have a good day, everybody. Tishrei holidays through the wisdom of Kabbalah, a free internet course about the inner meaning of the holidays of Tishrei. Let's watch a promo. Kabyu, the science of everything. What does Rosh Hashanah mean? Why does it have a Rosh, a head? Why should it be different? Why a fish? And what between the head and the tail? And what is me and my beloved? What does it have to do with the schach being made of waste? And Mount Sinai, is that a real mountain? In our series of the holidays of Tishrei, according to wisdom, the wisdom of the Kabbalah, we are going to learn all the inner meanings of all the rituals of the holiday. Thank you and happy holidays.
Let your heart listen. Shoulder to shoulder, you won't be alone. Love is around the deepest ocean. Together we're drawn in. I won't let go. It feels so good to be a part of you. This is why.
Together, together as one.